Hey sis, do you want to craft the perfect speech? Do you want to know what you're missing so that you can give a stellar presentation? Let's get into this episode and discuss the three elements that every solid speech has. Grab your notebook and pen and let's dive right in. Hey sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. A lot of times we can get super caught up in what we're going to be talking about that we forget our speech is more than just the words that we wrote down on paper. Although those words are very important, they don't make up the entire speech or presentation. Because if that was the case, then you'd simply be an author. You wouldn't be a speaker. So let's discuss today the three elements that any and every solid speech has. The first element that we will discuss is a solid knowledge of the material. Like I said earlier, the words are important because they are the substance of your presentation. However, you don't want to simply memorize them and then call it a day. You want to make sure you know them well enough that you are relaying to your audience through your presentation why this topic is important and what you want them to learn from this topic and how it can benefit them to learn it. You will not be able to relay that to your audience unless you have a solid understanding of your material to begin with. The second element is a confident disposition. When you go to present in front of your audience, you want to make sure that you appear confident. If you look nervous, unsettled, and unsure, your audience will have a difficult time listening to you. They will actually be distracted by your lack of confidence. What you want to do is show your audience that you are a trustworthy source to learn from, that you know what you're talking about, and that you care about them and the topic that you are sharing on. The third and final element is relaxed body language. I have a previous episode that I did discussing body language in presentations, and I will link that in the show notes below because it goes more in depth on this topic. But this is an important element to a solid speech because if you look timid or rigid or slouched, you will have a difficult time portraying to your audience that they can trust you. You want them to feel safe with you and to lean in and really listen. Having these elements within your speeches will better your speeches because your focus is not simply on doing a good job, but now you've taken it a step deeper and it's answering the question, how can I make an impact? If you want to benefit your listeners, add these to your presentations or to your speeches because they will have a much easier time leaning in and learning from you. I challenge you, friend, to practice not only memorizing the words, but knowing the material so well that you've answered the why and the how and the what questions that I mentioned when discussing that first element. And friend, I know that this is hard. I know learning these skills takes time and effort and energy, and even then, you may find yourself wondering if you're even making a true impact on your listeners. I've been there and I understand that mental struggle. And so if you want someone to walk alongside of you and help you to develop these skills to perfection and learn how to grow as a speaker, then friend, let's work together. I am offering 1-hour coaching sessions where we can dive into your specific speaking needs and learn how to tackle them one by one. You can go to sarahfernandez.co to check out all of the details and to sign up. It is linked in the show notes below. I would love to close out this episode by praying over you. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this day. Thank you, God, for your kindness and your goodness and your faithfulness. I pray over this listener that you would just guide her as she crafts and creates her speeches and her presentations. That, Lord, she would not simply try to do a good job, but that she would instead have and answer the question in her mind, is she making an impact? How is she making an impact? How can her speech benefit her listener? Guide her as she answers those questions and give her peace as she creates her speeches. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alrighty, sis, I will see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.